everybody. Welcome to our podcast today. My name is Helena, and we are talking about Christmas as parents. And I am mum to a 14-year-old boy.
And my name is Mark, and I'm a father to a 3-year-old son.
So it's lovely to have you here. And our first question is, what Christmas traditions do you enjoy most with your son, Mark?
Well, I think for me, it's about the lead up to Christmas is a big thing, I think. And it's that idea of buying a Christmas tree, decorating the Christmas tree as a family. And especially, I think, as your children go through school, they end up making lots of Christmas decorations and things to hang on the tree. I do remember when I was a teenager, my parents one year said to us, right, now you're all old enough, we're no longer going to have any of the things that you made on the tree because we want our tree to look nice. So, but all that time before that, I think it's great just having a little bit of the children's own work as part of it. It makes it fun, I think. And how about you? What traditions do you like?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Mark. Christmas was just really magical. I remember my mum being completely run off her feet, but she was always very happy to prepare lots of Christmas baking for us. We often made gingerbread houses together, which was really fun. We did that the week before Christmas. And then I remember just the excitement of hanging up the stockings and going to the Christmas concerts and sort of singing in the choir. For me, it was all about the build up to Christmas as well. So it was a lot of fun. Mark, do you still do some of those traditions with your own son? Now he's 3.
Well, we're just sort of starting these really because he's only just getting to understand what Christmas is all about, really. Last year was the first year. He kind of was understanding a little bit about who Father Christmas is, or Santa Claus, as he's known as well. And yeah, understanding about the stockings and things like that. And I was going to ask, actually, where do you hang your stockings usually?
That's a very good question, Mark. We just usually put them at the edge of our bed and tried to stay awake, but we never managed. So in the morning, they were filled up with lots of Cadbury's chocolate and other things like an orange. I don't know if you ever experienced that as well, Mark?
Yes. Yeah, they're a very important part of the stockings. I think, yeah, an orange or a Satsuma or something like that. Yeah, Clementine. At the bottom of the stocking is, yeah, it's one of the highlights, even if it's one of the less exciting presents. Yeah, I would agree. When I was young, we used to put our stockings, we used to lie them across our feet at the bottom of the bed. And so when we woke up, the first thing, even before we'd opened our eyes, we could feel the weight on our feet, which was really, really exciting. But I'm afraid that's something I haven't continued with my son, because I think that's quite a high risk strategy. We should probably talk about spoiler warnings, by the way, with this podcast, because we are talking about Christmas and we are going to be talking about Father Christmas, Santa Claus. And if you do have any children who can speak English and are of a certain age, you might want to make sure that you are listening to this without them around, because we are going to be talking about all aspects of Santa Claus, I guess. Okay, yeah, so that's one thing. Another thing for me in terms of stockings, which is really a magical thing in my childhood, was we would use my mum's, I think it was her uncle's old scout socks. And they were these really thick woolen, kind of brown woolen socks. They were so old that they had so many holes in them. And so you could actually see half of the things that were in the stocking. But for some reason, that made it all the more exciting and all the more special. And I wish I still had them, because I'd love to use those with my son. But we have bought the closest thing that I could find to those. Because I think, again, those things that are particularly special for your own family are the things that make Christmas
so special.
And how about you? What kind of stockings do you use?
Yeah, so I think the same as you actually. We had some walking socks that my parents had years before when they were in a walking club at university, and the socks were really, really thick, and so they kept them, and I think they still have them to this day. So those were the socks that we used for to put our Christmas, stocking gifts in. But my son didn't have one of those. I bought him a big red sock for his first Christmas, and that said baby's first Christmas on it. And so that's what he uses at the
So you
moment.
still got it's always his first Christmas every year.
Always his first Christmas, exactly.
Amazing. Yeah, I think because that is the great thing about Christmas is that no matter how old you are, we seem to revert to being children, whether we
Yes.
are 3 or 63. Everyone kind of likes to get involved in the spirit of it, I think. And I think that we had very different experiences regarding Christmas in terms of, for me, my family were not religious. We would celebrate the aspects of Christmas that were not so associated with Jesus. But for us, it was about just being with family. We had the whole Santa Claus thing, of course. But how about for you? What was your experience growing
Yeah,
up?
so I grew up in quite a small rural community. And so a big part of Christmas was going to, as I mentioned, singing in the Christmas choir, or maybe going to a Christingle service or a crib service before Christmas Day, where the children would dress up as characters from the Nativity. So you've got Mary, Joseph, the three kings, and there was always one child who would have a meltdown because they didn't get the part that they wanted. But I remember I was usually an angel or a sheep, and I was quite happy with that. So we continued doing that with my son, and I think he was also a sheep as well. So I guess it ran in the family.
Amazing. Yeah, that's great. So, when was his last nativity?
Oh, wow. That's a good question, Mark. His last nativity was quite a few years ago. I think he was about 6 or 7. He still went along to watch the nativity, but he didn't take part as he got older. But he still enjoyed going to all the Christmas themed events, and he especially liked the Santa's grottos. Did you ever go to any of those as a child, Mark?
I don't think I did as a child, actually. I don't think that was part of my Christmas experience, but it's certainly something that I think is almost mandatory these days. We will be doing that. In fact, this year we are going with my brother and his family to a special pancakes, Santa Claus event where they get to meet Father Christmas and have pancakes. So, what's not to like about that?
That sounds really fun. My son loved going to the grottos, but he actually never believed in Santa Claus. So I never taught him about Santa Claus. And one day he just came up to me and he said, "I don't think I believe in Santa Claus, Mum." And he asked me, "Is Santa Claus real?" And so I told him, "Well, no, but don't mention that to your other classmates." So it's quite a tricky one, really, because lots of children do believe in Santa Claus, but there's also that issue of sort of lying to your child. And what do you say to them at Christmas time? Have you ever had any experience with that, Mark?
Yeah, well, this is the real almost moral kind of a conundrum we have when it comes to Christmas, because that is all part of what a lot of people see as the magic of Christmas. But it is essentially lying to your children. So it's a very difficult balance, I think. And we were always brought up to believe in Father Christmas. We would always say thank you to Father Christmas after opening all the presents in the stocking and things. Yeah, that was a big thing. And I think that I would like to continue that with my son, because that feeling, that look of kind of wonder in their eyes around that, or particularly when they're very young. But it does then mean that you are in a difficult position, and it's difficult when they're getting older, as you say, and when they want to know about these things. But also, just you have to be careful about what you say and how you go about delivering the presents. And so that's why I've decided we keep our stockings downstairs. So there's no chance of me walking in on my son and him still being awake. That's actually how it was confirmed to me when I was younger. I was in my brother's room, sharing my brother's room because we had lots of people to stay, and we were still awake talking. We were quite old at the time. I think I was probably about 14, and my brother was 20 by that point. But my mum couldn't be bothered to wait, so she just barged in with the stockings and put them on our bed. We were like, "Mum, where's all the secrecy?" But yeah, I'm sure we actually did know by that point. But I think it's a really difficult thing. So there is a new thing as well called Elf on a Shelf. This is something that my brother has got involved with his daughters. And it's slightly different from the Father Christmas story. Father Christmas or Santa Claus is related to folklore, the sort of traditional folklore of, the Western world, I guess. But Elf on a Shelf is a newer thing, I think, that was based on a book, and I think you were saying a TV series. This thing where you have these toy elves, and they apparently are spies for Santa Claus, watching the children and seeing if they are behaving themselves. And the job of the parent is to put these elves at a different position every night, as if the elf is moving around by itself. And so this is adding apparently to the magic of Christmas and things. But my brother always said that it was making a rod for his own back to do this, because not only would he have to think about the stocking, but he'd have to every night leading up to Christmas, he'd have to think about where he put them before. He had to put them somewhere new, doing something exciting. And it just got too much. He had about three different dolls he had to move around
Wow.
every night. Yeah. So I shall not be doing that. Have you got involved with the Elf on the Shelf?
No, for the same reasons as you mentioned, Mark. I mean, my son asked me for an elf in on the shelf, and I said, no, we're not doing that. we can do everything else, but not the elf on the shelf. So he sort of forgot about that. But it does seem like quite a lot of effort for the parents as well. As my son's gotten older, he's been less likely to want to do some of the activities that we did when he was really little. So he won't be, for example, going to a Santa's grotto or going on the train, the Christmas train, and things like that. But we still watch lots of Christmas movies, and we still have the tradition of going to church on Christmas morning and waiting until after the service to open our presents. Although I usually tell my son he can open one present, and he's always been very good. And he loves the idea of waiting a little bit longer just to see what's under the tree waiting for him. So all of his friends had already opened their presents, and he was really excited because he hadn't opened his yet, and he actually really liked that, or so he told me. So we will
Fantastic.
continue that. So my final question, Mark, is what's the most challenging part about Christmas for you?
Well, for me, I think it is that element of keeping up the magic of Christmas, the pretense of that magic, the Santa Claus myth, if you would like to call it a myth, and just trying to make it as special as possible for him. There's obviously a lot of work that goes into that. And how about for you? What's the biggest challenge for you?
Yeah, I think very similar to you, Mark. I just love that whole Christmas feeling. So, for example, this year we're in Chile, and in Chile you can't have Christmas crackers, which is very sad for me. So I've made some Christmas crackers, and I've kept them a secret from my family here, and we're going to put them on the table on Christmas Day and keep that as part of our British tradition of crackers on Christmas Day. But there are so many parts of Christmas that I love, and it is a challenge, but it's still a lot of fun
Yeah.
to follow with these traditions.
That's going to be great, though, that surprise for them. I think they're going to love
I hope so.
that.
Shall we just share the three or four words and expressions with our
Absolutely.
listeners? So I'll go first. So there were two expressions which I used: run off your feet. And this means to be really busy, constantly moving. So that's something that people do at Christmas a lot. And to have a meltdown. So lots of toddlers have meltdowns, but it means to get really angry or upset due to perhaps tiredness or stress, which can also be something at Christmas time. But it doesn't have to just be children, and adults can also have a meltdown too. How about you, Mark? What are your two expressions?
Yeah, I think that every family definitely experiences a meltdown at some point from somebody. Yeah. Two of the expressions I used today, I talked about folklore. These are the traditional stories and culture of a group of people. So it's kind of related to mythology a little bit, but and fairy tales a little bit as well. They're usually stories that maybe are based in some sort of truth or sometimes completely fictional. The second one I used was make a rod for your own back. And this is to act in a way that creates more problems for yourself in the future. I think we've all experienced that as well at
Definitely.
times.
Well, thank you everybody for listening to our podcast. Unfortunately, this is all we've got time for, but we really hope that those of you that celebrate Christmas have a fantastic one. Thank you from us.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Yes.